It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are getting back on track with our preview of the 2019 season. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Staying on the offense, the wide receiver spot, which I think this is the maybe the position right now that I'm most excited to talk about because there's so many possibilities. There's a full stable of talent. You're not looking at a very seasoned group. I think redshirt sophomores are your veteran players if you don't count the newcomer Weston Carr. But there's a lot of possibilities, and the first thing I want to start with, Greg, is that you are able to mix and match a lot of talented players, fast players. There's some size, there's speed, all the tangible skills you're looking for. But now you bring in Jared Parker, James Franklin late last week, expressed a lot of confidence in Jared Parker. And I think that's one assistant coach that maybe you took for granted in the past until last season when they tried to cram a running backs coach into a wide receivers role. And you saw results that were, I don't want to say disastrous, but not up to par at all. So now the improvement might be just in coaching itself. How far can Jared Parker's coaching take this position group?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, when you try and jam a square peg in a round hole, it's not always going to work out, even if you keep hitting it with a hammer until it fits. That was the case with David Corley. Penn State found itself in a tough spot because it knew, and it's clear why, that it couldn't pass up the chance to hire Jaywon Sider. But you're not going to take Jaywon Sider and put him at a different position than the one he's coached forever. You're going to take a guy like David Corley, who has some coaching staff versatility, if you will, and try him at some place that, you know, he might be able to handle, but he might not be able to. The thing with David Corley is that, and I hope I explained this the right way, but Penn State's coaching staff has a certain vibe and way about it. You know, it's fun and open and honest and blunt and always active on social media and with recruits and with fans and everything like that. And David Corley just seemed to have a little bit of a more reserved personality, maybe a little bit more conservative personality in the sense of it just didn't seem like a very talkative guy. I don't think he really enjoyed social media all that much. And so, you know, I don't know how well he really meshed with that coaching staff. And I don't know if he was always showing that enthusiasm and energy that James Franklin likes so much. So I think it was just a combination of a lot of things that led to his tenure with the Lions not really working out. I don't believe he's coaching anywhere at this point. I could be wrong, but I haven't come across anything that indicates he's still in the coaching ranks. So who knows what he's up to these days. But, you know, when Penn State found Jared Parker, it was clear that he did have that energy, did have that drive, did have that enthusiasm and positivity turned on at all times. And, you know, I think the players really quickly adjusted to that, and it made a difference with a lot of these guys getting ready for the 2019 season. So are they going to drop some passes this year? Yeah, you're not going to go through a season and never drop a pass. It's just not possible. But what I do think is that you're going to see a group of players that really bond well with their teammates and also their position coach, and I think that can make a big step forward for these guys this fall.
It took a little digging, by the way, but David Corley is a coaching intern with the Houston Texans.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
announced on July 23rd.
Well, I saw you smashing your keyboard over there. Usually that's something
you
reserved for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
right.
I took your job.
And so I saw you doing that, and I was like, well, I wonder what he's looking up over there, and now we know the answer.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. That's where he's at. We'll see if he's able to start from the bottom and make his way up the pro coaching ranks. I don't think what happened last year is an overall indictment of David Corley as a coach. I think he was just put in a tough spot without a lot of notice. Penn State was in a tough spot, one that they embraced because, you know, bringing in Jaywon Sider to coach your running backs is an upgrade no matter what. But yeah, the wide receivers have a chance to improve. Jared Parker, more of a just a pure technician when it comes to coaching wide receivers. That's what he's done. That's the position he played. So I think he has a chance to make the most of it. How do we expect the rotation to unfold now? And it's interesting when you look at what I would say are Penn State's two best wide receivers, KJ Hamler, who's 5'9", Jahan Dotson, who's 5'11". KJ Hamler weighs 176 pounds. Jahan Dotson weighs 175. You're not talking about behemoths here. You're talking about small, I would say undersized players, both in terms of height and in their frames. And it's going to be interesting how you use them if they are indeed your two best wide receivers. If they're going to be able to line up inside and outside to make room. So my question is in approach here, and you know, with that in mind, with you know, you're not talking about NFL wide receivers, you're not talking about 6'3", 215-pound guys as your leaders. Hamler, 5'9", 176, but very explosive.
I'm still trying to get over this David Corley thing. I didn't think he'd be coaching this year, so that's interesting. Yeah, so the question about the rotation is, and the one thing I'm most curious about and can't get a read on quite yet, is we know KJ Hamler and Jahan Dotson are going to start, right? That's pretty clear. Who's going to be the big receiver that gets the first team nod? Is it Justin Shorter? Is he actually ready to go? Is it Daniel George? Is it Weston Carr? That's going to be a fascinating thing to follow, because everyone's waiting for that moment, the aha moment, if you will, for Justin Shorter, and proof that the former number one receiver in his recruiting class, a former five-star recruit, is ready to go. And we didn't necessarily see that last year. He was dinged up, and it seemed like he just stayed dinged up for almost the entire season. But we're at a point now where, you know, it seems like he's healthy and should be ready to take the next step. So will he be able to do that? That's the question everybody wants to answer. So, you know, at this point, I would say that it would seem logical for him to get the start against Idaho, but if it's Daniel George or Weston Carr, that wouldn't necessarily shock me either. I just think with Shorter, you know, he has to put all those pieces together, and Jared Parker needs to help him do that, and then we'll see how that side of the ball, or that side of the if things play out in the rotation. And one guy just not worth sleeping on is Mac Hippenhammer, and he's easy to forget about because he's over with the baseball team during the spring, but he's made a couple nice plays during his time with the team this summer, and I think he'll be a bigger part of this offense than maybe some expect as well.
One thing, you know, we went through, I mean, we've heard a lot from James Franklin. We've played his clips, his quotes a lot more this summer than we have, you know, at any point before. And one of the interesting things that came up was he was asked a question about KJ Hamler, and he, you know, on his own went into Mac Hippenhammer and really just describing the ins and outs of how they might mix and match based on matchups that they like against one team. They might be able to kind of split KJ Hamler out wide to take advantage of something, move Mac Hippenhammer inside to take advantage of something. So I think that's going to be the interesting thing is, you know, we talk about the running backs as if, you know, they're going to spread the wealth. They're going to, you know, use three or four guys. They very well could and probably should be using, you know, as many as like six guys at the wide receiver spots. And that might just mean some unconventional looks, some different looks, guys moving around the formation, really valuing versatility. And when you look at, you know, Mac Hippenhammer, Weston Carr, I'd imagine so. Cam Sullivan Brown, these guys who are probably big enough to hold their own on the outside, but also quick enough to hold their own on the inside. Maybe they really are getting to that place where they're very much going to mix and match. And then you're going to have your guys, your Daniel Georges, your Justin Shorters, who are able to play maybe more that straight up, lining up on the outside kind of thing. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSU. RV.com. Our friends there have a lot to offer for every Penn State home weekend, especially the August 31st home opener against Idaho. Prize for best tailgate, best Penn State tailgate there. The free 4-9 tailgate meal we've been talking about, that deal has been extended through August 30th. That means if you order, you rent an RV for any game of the season, any home game, you will get a free 4-9 tailgate meal for everybody in your party. A lot going on in the early part of the year. Buffalo is a night game. So that's a really cool time to spend an entire weekend tailgating. If you're not familiar, go PSURV.com. You stay there on their lot. You can shuttle back and forth to Beaver Stadium. You tailgate from the moment you arrive until the moment you leave on Sunday morning. It's just an awesome experience from top to bottom. That's why we call it the ultimate tailgating experience. So circling back to wide receivers here, Greg, expectation here for any of the newcomers, and specifically Weston Carr? My vision, I guess, for Weston Carr, who comes from is it junior college ranks? Division two? It's Division two. Division two ranks, makes the jump up. Very productive when he was healthy there. He's got a brother, Austin, who was very productive for Northwestern. I think there's some belief, you know, for me anyway, that I don't know if he's going to be a spotlight player, but I think he could be a really interesting role type player who gets, you know, maybe in that 30 catch range. And if he gets 30 catches, does he justify the scholarship for 1 year? I think absolutely so.
I think that he brings past success at the college level, even if not the FBS level, into the equation for a room that doesn't have a whole heck of a lot of it. He brings a veteran presence. So you put those two things together, Dustin, and it really makes me believe that this guy will be a key part of this rotation this year. Maybe not see as many snaps as KJ Hamler or Jahan Dotson, but I think his speed and his size are plus for his where his age and everything like that. So I would be surprised if he's not a pretty big contributor to this team this fall, and maybe he's the guy that takes over if Shorter and George aren't necessarily ready to fire out of the gate.
How about Dan Chisena, who was a blue-white game sensation,
can't track star?
But it also seems like there are some clues this summer that we shouldn't just like write him off completely. Like
right.
with his speed and the way that they seem to feel about him, he's 6'3", he's over 200 pounds, he brings some size to the table as well. I feel like they're going to use him, and I don't know whether to say that sparingly or to what extent, but it seems like what we saw at Blue White and what they seem to be thinking and feeling about him, that, you know, we haven't heard the last of him.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, his speed is top notch. He's probably among the fastest players on the team. And, I think that when you saw what he was able to do in the Blue White game, there's no reason to think he can't put some of that on tape during the season. You know, is he going to be outmatched in some cases? Yeah, for sure. Is he going to be, you know, a guy who isn't necessarily, the biggest guy on the field? Yeah, no question. But can he run with some of the best in the Big Ten? No doubt. And when you look at this receiver group, I think that's what fans should be most excited about. There's so much versatility here. And so many guys that can do so many different things that no matter what the game situation is, they should have the pieces to fill out that rotation.
Versatility and speed. You got some size. You don't have a lot of conventionally built wide receivers, but it should emerge, I think, at some point in the year as a strength. We'll see how Jared Parker, at these guys can catch the ball, get some separation. Those are the big things fans will be watching. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, look at tight ends. It's an extension of the wide receivers. It's an extension of the offensive line conversation as well. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you, or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.